As an added benefit to reoccurring donors, we are sending out DCO face masks to any monthly contributors for 3 months or more at the $5 plus level. Please send your size preference, either large or youth or small size, along with membership email and mailing address to info@dcontario.org. And you can check out what they look like in the show notes.
This podcast was specifically created for Distress and Crisis Ontario organizations and their volunteer responders to provide training and educational assistance on a variety of topics. As information evolves and changes, these podcasts are meant to offer ongoing support with the goal of updating them on an ongoing basis. We thank the volunteer responders and the contributors to this podcast. Please visit our website, dcontario.org, for more information and how to access free mental health services. Thank you.
This is Caitlin Plant, Program Manager for Distress and Crisis Ontario. And this week, we are delving into the topic of gratitude as Ontario is getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving on Monday, October 11th. As defined in the Oxford Dictionary, gratitude is the quality of being thankful, a readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Harvard Health shared an article in August of this year titled, "Giving Thanks Can Make You Happier," and shared the following information about gratitude. The word gratitude is derived from the Latin word gratia, which means grace, graciousness, or gratefulness, depending on the context. In some ways, gratitude encompasses all of these meanings. Gratitude is a thankful appreciation for what an individual receives, whether tangible or intangible. With gratitude, people acknowledge the goodness in their lives. In the process, people usually recognize that the source of that goodness lies at least partially outside themselves. As a result, being grateful also helps people connect to something larger than themselves as individuals, whether to other people, nature, or a higher power. In positive psychology research, gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. Gratitude helps people feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, improve their health, deal with adversity, and build strong relationships. People feel and express gratitude in multiple ways. They can apply it to the past by retrieving positive memories and being thankful for elements of childhood or past blessings. They can apply it to the present by not taking good fortune for granted as it comes, and to the future by maintaining a hopeful and optimistic attitude. Regardless of the inherent or current level of someone's gratitude, it's a quality that individuals can successfully cultivate further. Among some other information and research on the subject of gratitude, the article also shared the following ways that you can cultivate gratitude in your life. Write a thank you note. You can make yourself happier and nurture your relationship with another person by writing a thank you letter or email expressing your enjoyment and appreciation of that person's impact on your life. Send it, or better yet, deliver and read it in person if possible. Make a habit of sending at least one gratitude letter a month. Once in a while, write one to yourself. Thank someone mentally. No time to write? It may help just to think about someone who has done something nice for you and mentally thank the individual. Keep a gratitude journal. Make it a habit to write down or share with a loved one thoughts about the gifts you've received each day. Count your blessings. Pick a time every week to sit down and write about your blessings, reflecting on what went right or what you were grateful for. Sometimes it helps to pick a number, such as 3 to 5 things, that you will identify each week. As you write, be specific and think about the sensations you felt when something good happened to you. Pray. People who are religious can use prayer to cultivate gratitude. And meditate. Mindfulness meditation involves focusing on the present moment without judgment. Although people often focus on a word or phrase, such as peace, it is also possible to focus on what you're grateful for, like the warmth of the sun, a pleasant sound, anything like that. As much as the Thanksgiving holiday may be a good time to acknowledge the importance of gratitude, it is also the beginning of what we know can be a stressful time for some people, the holiday season. Whether it's time with family, balancing work and home responsibilities, or the financial strain that may have you feeling a bit stressed, the following are some tips for managing these stressors. Know your spending limit. Lack of money is one of the biggest causes of stress during the holiday season. This year, set a budget and don't spend more than you've planned. It's okay to tell someone that a certain item costs too much. Don't buy gifts or other holiday items that you'll spend the rest of the year trying to pay off. If you are purchasing gifts, give something personal. You can show love and caring with any gift that is meaningful and personal. It doesn't have to cost a lot. Or use words instead of an expensive gift to let people know how important they are to you. Make a phone call or write a note and share your feelings. Be organized. Make lists or use an appointment book to keep track of tasks to do and events to attend. And share the tasks. You don't have to do everything yourself. Share your to-do list with others. Spend time with family and friends while you share tasks like decorating, wrapping gifts, and preparing the holiday meal. Learn to say no. It's okay to say no to events that aren't important to you. This will give you more time to say yes to the events that you do want to attend. Be realistic. Try not to put pressure on yourself to create the perfect holiday for your family. Focus instead on the traditions that make holidays special for you. And remember that just because it's a holiday, family problems don't go away. If you have a hard time being around your relatives, it's okay to set limits on your time at events and visits. Also, take breaks from group activities. Pay attention to your own needs and feelings. Spend a little time by yourself if you can. Meditate, do some relaxing breathing exercises, or go for a short walk. Keeping a regular sleep, meal, and exercise schedule is also important. Limit your alcohol. Taking care of yourself will help you deal with stressful situations during the holiday. Finally, get support if you need it. Holidays can sometimes trigger depression and can be especially hard if you are also struggling with any sort of loss in your life. You may feel embarrassed to ask for help, or you may think that you'll get over the blues on your own, but most people need some form of support to get better. Don't hesitate to reach out to your local distress line or the ONTX program if you feel the need to talk to someone about anything you may be struggling with. You can find your closest member center on our website at www.dcontario.org/locations, or you can text support to 258258 between the hours of 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. daily to access ONTX. ONTX is also accessible online during the same time frame from any page of our website. To finish up this episode, myself and some of the other team members here at DCO would like to share some things that we are currently grateful for and some of our own tips for handling holiday stress. Personally, I am always most grateful about the fact that I get to be a mom to my two children and for the rest of my family and loved ones who bring so much joy into my life. I am grateful that I have a job that I love and that I get to work for an organization that is doing such incredible work with and for people whom I respect and admire. I am also grateful that I live in a country that acknowledges the need for mental health supports and that is working to do better to provide those supports to as many people as possible. My biggest tip for managing stress is to talk about it, whether with a trusted friend or loved one or through something like a distress line. My problems always feel more manageable when I share them with someone else. Also remember that it is absolutely okay to take a few minutes to yourself in the midst of a family celebration if you need to recharge your social battery. You don't owe anyone an explanation or need to feel guilty about it if you decide to take a quick walk or just sit somewhere quiet for a little while to regroup. Now let's hear what two of the other team members here at DCO have to share.
Hi, I'm Justin. I'm an employee of Distress and Crisis Ontario, and here are five things I'm grateful for right now. I am grateful for my friends and family as they continue to offer me love and support during these difficult times and as I navigate finishing the end of my degree as a university student. I am also grateful for my education and the opportunities that have arisen out of working on my schoolwork remotely this year, as I have been able to redirect my extra time into creating stronger organizational skills for managing my responsibilities. I am also grateful for my physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health as I have taken personal steps to addressing my own anxieties this year and have since learned how to redirect that energy in ways that are meaningful to me. I am also grateful for my partner as they have been by my side and have shown me unconditional love during times of great stress. I am grateful for the services and supports that have assisted me with my own challenges of mental health, and I am thankful that there is support available for me anytime I need to talk. I also understand that the holidays can be a time of stress for some people, so here are two tips for how you might navigate any stress you are feeling. Number one, remember your breathing when facing a stressful or anxious moment, as focusing on your breath can allow you to stabilize yourself and calm your body. Number two, I also suggest that you check in frequently with yourself when you are feeling stressed, as making time to reflect on your own emotional well-being during the busyness of the fall can be difficult, but rewarding if you manage to find the time.
Hi, I'm Brenda. I'm a volunteer at Distress and Crisis Ontario, and here are a few things I'm grateful for right now. Right now, I'm grateful for my Christian faith and church community. Throughout the pandemic, well, I guess throughout my life, my Christian faith has helped me to be resilient. It has helped me to be joyful, to have a peace of mind. It's helped me to really decrease my anxiety that I was struggling with. I'm also really thankful for my church community. My immediate family is the only family I have here in Canada right now. All of our other family is out of the country. And so my church community is pretty much my second family, and we all are bonded together as if we are blood relatives. Throughout the pandemic, our church was shut down, and so we had to meet online on Zoom to have our services. And then throughout the week, we'd also have small group meetings as well. And it was just really nice to be able to bond with one another, even though we weren't able to meet up in person. Thankfully, now we have a hybrid service. And so some of us meet in person and the rest of us meet online. Since I have a job in the church that I help with, I frequently go in for the in-person services to help out. And I'm just really thankful for that opportunity. And since we are live streaming our services, I am now learning about the tech behind it. So I'm really grateful about that. And I'm just grateful to be able to worship with the rest of my church family in person again. I'm also really grateful for my immediate family. I currently live with my parents and my two younger siblings. Yes, we all get along really well most of the time. And so it's just a fun time to have a home full of peace, love, and joy. And I'm really grateful to have a home with lots of food and getting to learn how to cook my family's cuisines and just being surrounded by good food a lot of the time. I'm also really grateful to have a Spotify account because music just makes everything better. Like no matter what mood I'm in, I just listen to music and it helps me to just feel better. I'm also grateful to have a Netflix account to be able to have something to do when I don't know what to do, or just something to pass time or just entertain myself. I'm also really grateful to have a job. I was able to work throughout the pandemic. Just being able to have a job, a steady income for now. And yeah, those are the main things that I'm grateful for. There's so much more, but my time is limited. I don't want to keep you guys on here for the whole rest of the year. But yes, with Thanksgiving coming up, I know that it can be stressful. Before the pandemic hit, my family was the family that would always be hosting other people. One of the stressful things that I found was getting all the food prepared and having to wash all the dishes. And just something for advice that I would say is to start your prep ahead of time. So whatever can be done maybe a couple days before or the night before, get that out of the way. And so that day that you're hosting your event, you're not doing everything all at once. I would also suggest maybe making it like a potluck style, so not everything is all on you as the host to prepare all the meals. I'm just asking for help when you need it. And also, one very important tip that my mother taught me is wash the dishes as you go along, because if you save it all till the end, it just looks like you'll never get done. And if you're having to get everything done before guests arrive, it can feel pretty hectic and stressful having to wash all the dishes all at once before they all arrive. So I would suggest washing dishes as you go along. And thank you for listening to What I'm Grateful For and for my tips. I hope you enjoyed it and found my tips useful. Thank you.
Thank you to Justin and Brenda for your contributions. We appreciate your openness and willingness to share. And thank you for listening to this week's podcast. We hope it has left you feeling some gratitude for the positive things in your own life and has also helped you feel a little bit more prepared for the upcoming holiday season. Join us again next week as we speak to Brad, a Waterloo area therapist, about how to manage family relations and relationship stress around the holidays. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Damien, one of the editors of the DCO Learning Forums podcast. We are committed to providing the most current and up-to-date information. With your help, we can make it better. Please consider going to tips.pinecast.com/jar/distress-and-crisis-ontario.com or by clicking the link in the show notes. And by donating, monthly contributors will be able to access a special podcast feed. In it, we'll have additional content and some more in-depth pieces on some of our most popular topics. Thank you.